It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielso Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
The Unrivaled Players Club with Scott Mitchell, Alex Carey, and Utah's Devin Kaufusi.
Hey, folks, welcome back. It is KSL's Unrivaled Players Club, brought to you by UCCU, Love Where You Bank. Of course, we have Devin Kaufusi with us tonight. Devin, I got to ask you, because I'll tell you, I used to love that moment right when you would go on the field and the goosebumps and all that stuff. And they have a new tradition at the renovation of Rice-Eccles Stadium in the Ken Garf Red Zone. How cool is that when you guys come out of that tunnel? They got the smoke and they got all the fans there.
Wait, what's the new tradition? What is it?
Well, it's the new entrance.
Oh, okay.
So fans get to line on both sides of the players as they come out of the tunnel.
Well, so was that pretty cool, Devin?
Well, they went through the bouncy house before. That's what I call
That's
it.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So now it's set up. You guys are all grown up now going through the cool stuff.
Yeah. No, yeah, it was really cool. You know, we come out of the locker room and then we come down the big corridor. And, yeah, seeing the fans right there lined up. And then we come through the smoke, and then it's all the fans there, the band's there. It's awesome. Just coming right down the middle of Rice-Eccles. And so
we were, watching the whole thing. It was a bummer because we knew there was going to be a bunch of people at this game, and then all the people who were almost to the stadium for a 5:30 kickoff, they're told that it's, they're not letting people in at that moment. There were definitely some people who were like, I'm just going to go straight home. I knew a couple of people. Yeah, it wasn't really as fun without the packed house that we were kind of expecting on that first night. But Wazoo coming into town in a couple of weeks, you have that same opportunity again. Do you notice a difference in the stadium of like the setup and the sound and everything?
Yeah, for sure. You know, that north end zone is still rocking.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Yes, that was Devin. That was a test. That was your first trial. As we
I was
were
gonna say, you guys spilled some ice cream or something all over the wires.
No, we were hoping you were just gonna take over the rest of the show. just get over that. All right, so the Players Club, Devin Kaufusi joining us. I don't even know where I was. I don't even care. Let's get right to BYU and Utah. And let's talk about, a very unique situation, obviously, where you used to play at BYU, the family history that's at BYU. Your mom is the mayor of Provo. I love how I'm telling you that like you don't know that. That's for other people. But so let's talk a little bit about where to start with there. Like, what do your teammates know about BYU, and what do they get wrong? Like, what do people – like, did people come up to you and go, hey, man, what's it like down there? What do they do? How do they do it down there?
Yeah, exactly that. Just kind of that question is, when you were on the other side preparing for us, what was kind of the vibe? Was there something changed in the week and everything? As well as just kind of like, going over a scouting report. They're like, turn to me and be like, anything else we need to know about these guys? and so I've been able to put everything in there, but the film shows a lot, and film from last year and years past, even film from, this game, specifically from past years and stuff. We've been able to, pick up and scout through that.
So this is your second rivalry game. And last time you were a Cougar, now you're a Ute. How is it different to you? What's different about it? Is there anything weird?
Other than being in red on the other side, for sure. Last year, we were expecting, BYU to come down to Rice-Eccles and play us. That didn't happen due to COVID. We're heading down there, and I think that's just gonna be super, super weird. I'm able to visualize it and kind of put myself through it, but it'd be weird staying at the hotel across where I've stayed at.
Right.
Pulling up in red buses. but getting off at the the visitor side, getting right. dressed in the visitor locker room, going out,
to the opposite side,
and warming up on the other side, and then standing on the other sideline. I was joking around, you know, some of my buddies down south, saying, you know, hey, maybe I should just like run off to the, you know, out of habit, I might run off to the other sideline and stuff.
That would actually be, you should try to hide on the other side.
Yeah, just like
The 167 guy in all red on the standing on the sideline, looking in the huddle, see what's going on.
Yeah, you just come off the field one time and just go off to the, just stand there and see what happens.
Put your arm around Kalani, no problem. I was just wondering about this one in particular. Does your mom want you to win?
Oh, for sure.
She wants a Utah victory. Yep. The mayor of Provo wants Utah to win this game. Is that what I'm hearing?
Well, yeah, it's just funny. It's just Sunday. I was down there, and she said, President Worthen has asked us to watch the game with them, you know, up in the box. And I said, you better be wearing red then, all up there with everyone.
That's amazing.
And, you know, even the coaches, you know, knowing my dad, my defensive coach, were saying, oh, can't wait to see your dad in red.
Oh, that's hilarious.
And everything. And so
that would be hilarious to see Steve Cafusi with the red gear on.
But, yeah. I mean, it's your parents, you know, yeah. they support you. I mean, and I'm sure you had conversations when you decided to transfer and go to Utah, and I'm sure they supported you. And I would think they would do that as well. I mean, I grew up a BYU fan, and I have a lot of family, you know, and relatives who they learned to love red, and it worked out great. So.
Well, and I think that part of that – well, on top of it, does your dad give you advice? I mean, does he talk to you about – I know he's kind of the stoic of the group, but, like, does he weigh in on this kind of thing and say, hey, this is different. You know, nobody in our family's had to do this kind of situation into the rivalry game.
Not really. He likes talking about you know, he'll say, hey, I was watching the game and – realize you're high on this play. Make sure, you know, put your hands here, step here.
Kind of
do this technique. You know, he's a big technician. You hit it right on the dot, being like a stoic old wizard of defensive line.
Football wizard.
Yep. Yeah. So.
Well, I love that. I mean, but what about – well, now here's the other wrinkle on it. How do your brothers react to this? I mean, you're playing for the other side now. Those are two guys who never beat Utah in their careers.
Yeah. Never. They never did.
Pretty difficult.
You know – my brothers are my heroes and super close. We got a special bond, you know, all brothers do. And so they're super excited for me. Of course, BYU was really good to them. And so, yes, you know, they love BYU. BYU's been good to them, been good to me. But they're excited to see, you know, it's just exciting to have not me, the little brother.
Right.
Over on,
it sounds like,
on the other
it sounds
side
like
now.
Maybe like mom and dad are like, for sure, we're cheering on our boy, man. Like, we're going to make this thing happen. Mm-hmm. But then your brothers might be a little bit more torn. It sounds like.
They're super excited for me. And so,
I'm glad. But see, there's that part of me, too, that wishes that hopes that they send you like a text in the middle of the night before the game day to wake you up. You know, those little things that I hope that maybe some gamesmanship that might work out with that. I love hearing that, though, that you guys talk about it, joke about it, and in the end they go, gosh dang it, Devin, we want you to have a great game. Mm-hmm. Every parent would do it. People always go, oh, man, wouldn't you hate it if your kid went to the U? I go, are you kidding me? I'd be the first one there with all the red gear on if my kid had a scholarship to play athletics at Utah. My heavens, I'd be the first one there.
How much does Coach Whittingham play into this? Because, you know, out in public, he acts like, hey, this is just the in-state game. Do you guys make a big deal of it? Have you made a big deal of it in your early preparation for the game this week, or is it really business as usual and we're just trying to take this as we would any other game?
Business as usual, but just straight out front is, you know, we don't lose to these guys. And that's, you know, nothing more said. It's just get it through your head. We don't lose to these guys. And it's right to work, right to prep.
I love it. All right, we're going to get right back. We've got more questions. We've got BYU and Utah, of course. Devin Cafusi, University of Utah defensive lineman, joining us every week right here on the Players Club. It's his club, man. He runs this thing.
It's the club.
So we're gonna come back, and we're gonna try not to eat any ice cream during the break, us. But you can come down to the Leighton Nielsen's Frozen Custard, hang out, get yourself some ice cream, walk through the RV, do an RV tour that we're driving around thanks to General RV with the Tour de Fans. When we come back, I want to know what kind of things that Devin has already seen from BYU film. Some practice already. That stuff shows up on the iPads immediately, and they're studying up on their opponent for this week. So we'll see what he thought about BYU's performance against Arizona and what he thinks that the Utah defense can do against that type of a BYU offense. More to go right here after news, traffic, and weather on KSL News Radio.
Two years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.